Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We are brought to you by Progressive. Progressive Insurance makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Also, all you Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of the show tonight or any day, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. Download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. And also, of course, tell that to family and friends. Spread the news. The Odd Couple is here. All right, we got Clarence Hill, friend of the show who covers the Cowboys for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joining us at the bottom of the hour. That'll be great and fun, so keep it locked. But before that, we're going to go to a little basketball. Rob G, we all, I'm sure, are thankful for the news surrounding Bronny James, LeBron James' eldest son, who, remember, he had suffered cardiac arrest playing basketball last year, I guess, or earlier this year. Several months ago, and now he is clear to play and will be playing for USC. Rob G, fill us in on all the specifics.
Sure. So you touched on it. He suffered cardiac arrest during a team workout in July and actually had to undergo surgery to repair what the James family referred to as a congenital heart defect. So it was pretty serious. There was a moment there where, maybe not in the family, but in the widespread sports media landscape, people were worried if he was ever going to play basketball again. Right. Because when you hear he passed out on the collapsed on the court, it's really scary, right? And thankfully, he had surgery, making a full recovery, and he is expected to be activated at USC here in the next couple of weeks, maybe up to a month. And all of which led to LeBron James being asked about it yesterday following their blowout loss to the Thunder. And LeBron said not only is he excited to see his son back on the court, that he's willing to skip a Laker game to see his debut. Take a listen.
I'm looking forward to his first game whenever he's cleared and whenever he's ready to have his first game. I already told my teammates that if they play on the same day we play, then I'm going to have to catch them next game. So, yeah, I told you I'm going to play. Family over everything, champs. I love y'all.
Rob, your thoughts?
Didn't sit well with me, and I get it. Family over everything. Everybody has families. Everybody has families. Everybody has missed. You make commitments. Chris, did you go to all your daughter's recitals and everything that they had? No, you didn't. No, because you
but not all of them. I know, but that's
my point, is that you can't do it all, and it's not, I'm not being insensitive. I don't have kids, you know that. I have nieces and nephews, and I missed a lot of stuff that in their lives that I wish I could have gone to. You know, my nephew was a pretty good basketball player. I couldn't go to all of his games. I was working. I had commitments. And so with the kid, and I get it. I mean, this is probably, you know, a little different because of what Bronny went through, Chris, with the heart situation.
Right.
So that might be the part of just being out there to encourage him on that day. And maybe if it was kind of presented that way, maybe I would have, it would have had a little different effect to me. But, you know, I had this same thing with Jason Tatum when he took off for a Celtics game for his 5-year-old son's birthday. And I, again, a 5-year-old's birthday party could happen on any day. The kid, Chris, do you remember your 5th birthday party? I don't think you
My
do.
My 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all the way live.
Yeah, right.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Please. Yeah, all right.
My friend Calvin there, Keith, you know.
I remember mine, it was like 90 years ago, my 5th birthday. But anyway, I don't remember it. I remember the picture because I had a 5 crown right on my head. You know what I mean? I don't remember the party. But you get my point.
No, I get that.
It is that this is one of those tough situations where I don't know if it affects the Lakers and will it cost them a game? You know what I mean? Down the road. I mean, you just
don't
know.
It's going to cost them a game the way they're barely serviceable when LeBron's there. I'm going to say a few things about it, Rob. One, people are different. That's number one. I've met guys, Rob, and I don't know if you had a story similar to this, but I remember meeting a reporter that I knew,
mm-hmm.
and not a big time. I mean, you know, he wasn't like working at a big time publication, but he was, I think, working at a smaller paper, but covering, you know, in the NBA playoffs, we were all covering. And his sister died, like, during the playoffs. And he was still covering the games. Now, I would have not been doing that. If my brother died during
God
the playoffs.
God forbid.
Yeah, yes, God forbid. You know, I would have taken off to be at his funeral or, you know. But he went right through it. So that's why I say, you know, people are different.
People deal with stuff differently, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you had something similar to that, right?
Yeah, my mom died. I did First Take. My mom died. I told Skip and Dave Brodsky, our boss, Chris, at that time.
Right.
After the show. And they looked at me
She died during the show?
She had died the day before. And nobody knew. And I was, you know, it was right before I was supposed to, I was working, and then I, you know what I mean? I think I had to work one more day, and then we got to weekend, and I was going to go to New York and the family. And for me to work through it, she would have wanted me to just do what you have to do and then handle everything. And obviously, I took off the funeral. It wasn't like I'm not going
to Right.
But it wasn't
the next
like
week or something.
Yeah, and when my dad died, I was in Cincinnati. And when my dad died, Chris, I was covering the Reds, and I went to work because I was living in Cincinnati by myself. Okay, by myself. I had a girlfriend, but I was, you know, on my own.
Right.
And I remember going to the game, thinking that I was okay, looking okay, right? Like I'm just going to work through it, and then go to the funeral. The funeral was in Florida and all that. And I get into the Lou Piniella was the manager. I get into his office. I sit down, Chris, in my normal seat, you know, the pregame with the manager.
Right.
Lou Piniella looks right at me, stares at me, and he says, "Son, what's wrong?" That's what he said to me. Mm. And I said, "What?" He said, "What's wrong?" And I said, my dad died last night, blah, blah, blah. He got up from his desk, came over to me, and gave me a hug. I'll never forget that. I thought I was putting on a good face,
you know what I mean? Right.
He said it immediately. I didn't even open my mouth.
Wow.
And he knew that something had happened.
Yeah, so like we said, people are different, number one. I'm with you. I on the Jason Tatum thing, I mean,
that birthday party was
birthday
ridiculous.
Because especially when you're as wealthy as these guys are, you can bring your son out. I mean, I know with my daughters are 25 now. Right, and this is no exaggeration. You may have friends or nieces and nephews that were similar. They didn't have birthdays. They had birth months.
Mm-hmm.
Not purposely, but it was like they had the party
celebration, right?
At home with the friends, and then they had the party at school, and then they had the party at home with another group of friends. It was like ridiculous. It was like 3 weeks of it or three parties in 2 weeks or something like that. And so you could, if you're in that situation, you can fly your son out, or after, if you don't have a day, you don't have a game, you can go straight there, hang out with him, do something really special. Without knowing if there were any extenuating circumstances, that's, to me, you can do that. As far as LeBron and Bronny, Rob, I think you mentioned it, why I have no problem with it. Number one, because of Bronny's situation with the cardiac arrest, with the questions about whether he would ever play a college basketball game or any type of basketball game again. That, to me, makes this different. Like, I don't know if – I'm not saying the answer is different. I have no idea. But if Bronny had not suffered cardiac arrest and he was just starting the season like everybody else and it was – I don't know that – I'm not sure LeBron would take off, go to that game.
And that's
game.
What I said. That's why I'm conceding, Chris – but he didn't kind of talk about that. It was just like, oh, I told my team I'm not going to be there, family first.
Right. He may have assumed it's understood, you know, because of Bronny's.
But if he would have said, given what my son's been through, I need to be there for his first. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's the
– right.
That would have been –
I think that's what he – without knowing exactly because we haven't talked to him,
right.
I think that's the situation.
But doesn't it sound different that way?
Yeah. If you – but again, Rob, my feeling is most people – would understand that. Now, you didn't take it that way, and that's fine. But to me, it was like, it's understood. If anybody that knows what he went through.
I didn't take it that way.
Yeah, I totally take it that way. And so, in this situation, I'm fine with it. I also will throw this in, Rob. I'm going to throw in a couple things. One, LeBron, I feel differently about him, honestly, being 38 years old, about to be 39, in his 21st season. Like, for instance, I don't want to hear game or load management from any other players. Him in his 21st year? Yeah. You need a day off, man, take it. I just, because of his age and his, you know, where he's at in his career, I feel a little different about him versus the other player. And then players, and then I'm gonna throw this in too. And I don't like feeling this way, but it's just how I feel. Rob, unfortunately, because of the last, I don't know, 7 years or so, whatever it's been, of big time load management, I hate to say it. Like I said, I don't like feeling this way, but I feel like he missing one game. What's the big deal? Is when dudes miss, their average superstars gonna miss 7 games
but he didn't need to miss.
I'm not saying I like feeling this, but I've been conditioned now over these last 7 years that it's like, man, he only missing one game.
But
you know,
I hear you.
It's unfortunate, but that's kind of where we've gotten in NBA.
Right. But the pushback again becomes, here we go. More players, like, the fans don't matter. I bought tickets for this game. You know what I mean? Like if you're a fan, and Chris, obviously that people are going to understand, like, the family situation and what Bronny's been through. But it's just another example of we don't matter. You know what I mean?
Well, I also think that, look, that's fair because obviously there's going to be fans that bought tickets to go see LeBron that night, whatever night that is. But I get that, and you don't want to belittle that. But I also think, Rob, LeBron's history and even, recent history, like last year and this year, of playing as much as he could. He's not like a Kawhi or some of these other guys who have, you know, just made a mockery of the regular seasons by taking so many games off. And so I think people might look at that and, like you said, and the family situation. But, like, just load management, I'm not dismissing the concerns about it because I'd hate it. And tonight you heard us when Steve DeSager was saying Luka is out and Wimby is out. And they're injuries, but I just hate to see any of this. Like, if you're not, you know, injured to the point where you can't play, then you should be out there
playing. It just
playing.
Happens a lot. And
yeah,
that's
it's
the
happening
problem.
Too
it
much.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And so, but yeah, I'm cool with LeBron doing this. You got some issues with it. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. How do you feel about LeBron James potentially missing a Lakers game to go see his son Bronny play his first college game? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Any issues with LeBron going to see Bronny play his first game to the point that he will skip a Lakers game to do it? Your thoughts?
Let's go with Ryan in Utah. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
How we doing, fellas? How's your evening tonight?
Doing great.
Great.
Good. So, yeah, I think – so I was raised a family guy. I was raised father first, everything after that. So I think LeBron choosing to miss a game, his son's only ever first college game, no, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's a fantastic thing as a father for him to do.
Ryan, let me ask you this. There are a lot of professional athletes over the years, and trust me, I don't believe everybody has gone to their kids' first little league game, their first college game, Division III or four or what, three or two
three.
Or one. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying. But there are a lot of commitments of people, and I just talked to Chris about this. Chris has had commitments of being on the road for ESPN, doing games, and his daughters are having recitals and all kinds of stuff.
Rob, I worked several Christmases.
Right, same with me.
NBA games.
And I did 20 years of Thanksgivings in Detroit. You know what I mean? Even when I was married.
So
I hear you, Ryan. And I'm not going to argue with you, but I think there's a lot of people in that boat, and everybody doesn't have that luxury.
I just think this is different because of the health. And
yeah, no, I said that. It would have been.
And LeBron's age and stature.
Yeah. Miami and Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Yeah, this thing about LeBron, if he wants to take time off to go see his kid, you know what I mean? It's not like he's resting, you know what I'm saying? So he's actually doing a family thing, and people want to say that, you know, oh, they spent all this money to come see him with their kids. Well, he's doing the same thing. So you're asking him to not do what it is that you want to do.
No.
You know, spend time.
It's not the same.
He's not paying money. You're paying money, though.
Right.
I mean, I guess he might be.
So let me ask you this. Okay, no. Miami, let me ask you this. So all of a sudden, LeBron has something to do. AD says he has something to do with his family and who else, Chris? And Austin.
D'Angelo Russell
has, he has some family commitment.
Darvin Ham.
Come on, dude. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everybody can't do that. You don't think other people have family commitments? Did we lose them?
I think we lost.
Chris, you get my point.
What's interesting, Rob, is they're agreeing with me in that we don't mind LeBron missing this, but their reasoning is different.
I don't
agree with their reason. I don't agree with, if Bronny had never had the illness or if LeBron was in year 10, I'd be like, no, you should, you know what I mean? Like, he's in a very different circumstances than your average player. And I think your part, I don't think this will happen because it is so different. But I think your concern is that, what's to stop Joel Embiid from doing that?
With a family situation.
Right. Or Anthony Davis or Jokic or whoever. And you can't just have guys doing that.
Not randomly, when you're on a team, you know? And you made a commitment. You know what I'm saying? And
to your point, I mean, we all work. You're right. I did miss games and recitals and stuff. I made
Everybody
as many
does,
as I could.
Right.
I made a lot. But, there, no doubt. I mean, no
it's,
doubt about
it's
it.
It's impossible. Let's go to Adam in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how you doing? I got two main issues for it. Number one is, even if he is going to go watch his son's first game, which and I hear what Chris is saying about it, it's a medical reason, it's a little bit different. I just have an issue with how cavalier he is about it, no pun intended, that he's already telling people. There's no issue announcing it because everybody knows, you know, I'm a teacher, so our salaries are a little bit different. But
yes.
My daughter's birthday, I plan on missing work to take her to Disney World. But I'm not going to tell work that I'm going to Disney World, announce it to all my students. You know, he's announcing, you know, fake an ankle injury. Or, you know, say your back is sore and then watch yourself.
Yeah, but everybody's going to see him at the game.
Yeah,
jumping around on that bad ankle.
Yeah, right.
And then my second issue is the hypocrisy behind it, because especially a guy like LeBron James, who preaches everything's about the team, everything's about commitment, dedication. If you want to get to where, you know, that championship level, how much effort do you put in? And that stuff is supposed to matter day to day. You know, and so like you guys say, if would what would he be thinking if one of the guys who's not a superstar,
if AD took like, off for something, yeah. It would be if AD took off a game.
Keep the caller on. Let me ask you this, because this the secondary reason I have no problem with it is because LeBron is 38. He's in his 21st year, and I get it if people say so what, but does that factor in for you too that this is an older guy who's, I mean, he's played, I mean, 21 years.
So I would say this. I guess the fact that he's 38 and he's played so long is part of the reason he's built up this fame and this level. But it's also part of the reason he's built up a certain responsibility, you know, that people come to the games to see him, that the NBA is as popular as it is because of him. And to me, his son knows that. And it's not one of those things where it's like, well, If he doesn't go to that game, you know, he never sees his son play again or whatever. You know, he can watch the game on film, but his son very well knows that his son is in a great position because his.
No, that's a great point. I'll say this, and Rob, I wonder what your view is. This to me, and again, I have no problem with LeBron doing this, but I think this is for LeBron. I don't mean it's selfish, but I mean I think Bronny would probably be like. Oh, like cool with it. Well, I mean, yeah, it makes
my dad
like,
is
more
my dad's an NBA superstar.
Right. I get it.
Like, it.
And my mom will be there and maybe his brother and sister will be there. I think he would probably get it. Now, I'm sure he wants his dad there. I loved it when my dad came to my games. But I think this is probably more, Rob, for LeBron that LeBron just wants to do it. Like, he wants to go see him. I got no issue with that, but would you agree with that?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I just thought the way that he presented it was just, and I think the caller was right when he said cavalier. It was a little cavalier, Chris. It wasn't like, you know, like, if he would have said, you know what, Bronny's made an unbelievable recovery. He's going to make it back. I can't believe he's going to get out on the court. You know what I mean? After what this kid went through.
Right.
I got to be there for support. This is real hard for me. I believe in my team. I believe in – do you see what I'm saying? Like, it was just like –
I already told cats, yo, I'm out.
Yeah, right. No, I'm no, out. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, like that sounds like a compassionate dad who's worried about his kid's health. You know what I mean, Chris?
No,
It just didn't sound that good.
Yeah, I think – like I said, he's built up that, you know, equity because of his career's age. But it's interesting. It's good viewpoints, good thoughts all around. We got Clarence Hill coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you've got access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible ever for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. Our next guest covers the Cowboys for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. You've heard him here before. Friend of the show, Clarence Hill Jr. Clarence, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Yo, yo.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing
we
great,
are great
what,
man.
What season is this? Number 40 covering the Cowboys?
it feels like that. 40 with no Super Bowl appearance and just 4 playoff wins.
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly.
There you go. There you go. Let's start here, Clarence. First of all, do you agree with this statement that Dak Prescott is playing the best football of his career? And two, where do you have him in the MVP race? right now?
Well, number one, he is playing the best football of his career. And number two, I'm of the mindset if he continues as he is playing, he will be the winner of the MVP. You know, we can talk about he ain't beat nobody and all this other stuff who they played. But with this next gauntlet coming up, you know, and certainly started Thursday night with Seattle, if he continues as he plays, he played well in the game, the first game against Philly on the road. But if he continues as he's playing with the, you know, getting the lure of the Cowboys and all the covers that they get, he will win the MVP. I mean, he's playing that well. He's playing. He's the best. He's playing the best football of any quarterback in NFL right now, just based on how he's
better than Jalen Hurts.
I mean, listen, we love Jalen Hurts, but if QB wins the stat, I'm just asking. If QB wins the stat, is that? I mean, I know.
No, I'm asking you, but they've lost. But they've lost two games with this guy playing quarterback over the last.
I understand that.
Those are just the facts.
Watched,
I'm not.
Have you watched Jalen Hurts play? I mean, the Eagles have won, but have Jalen Hurts played his best football? I don't think he's playing better this year than he played last year. If you just watched him play.
I think he's played better of late. And my only argument is if Dak has a bad game against Philly, he'll drop out of the MVP race because people will be like, see, when they play a good team, would you agree with that?
That's why I prefaced it. If he continues as he's playing in his next game, he will win MVP. Certainly, they need to beat Philly. But if he continues as he's playing and they beat Philly, he's MVP. And you know, it's already a groundswell. He's already playing great football. He's the number one graded quarterback by Pro Football Focus. He's, you know, leading the NFL in touchdown passes. Certainly, he's at the top of the league in quarterback rating and completion percentage. You look at all the numbers, all the metrics. No quarterback is playing better. Yes, Jalen Hurts is at the 10-1 team, but you can't tell me he's playing better grade of football right now at this point in the season than Dak Prescott.
Clarence, let me ask you this. I'm not even talking about the interceptions because that was just pretty much last year. He hasn't been a high interception guy his career. But he is playing, like you said, he's playing the best football of his career. What is the difference? Was it something he did in the offseason? Is it Mike McCarthy and something he's doing? What is different about Dak, or what did he do to go to another level this season?
I mean, I think it's twofold. I mean, threefold. Number one, the offensive line is better than it was last year. The receiving core is much better. Upgrade the receiving core from last year. And I mean, week in, week out, they had the worst receiving core in the league. And a number of those interceptions, at least four or five of them, were directly a result of drop passes, bad routes, whatever by the receivers or lazy play. The receiving core is much better. And Mike McCarthy's cut Dak loose. Is Mike McCarthy offense and allowed him to run and make plays with his feet? Scramble and do the things he's doing. It's just taking his game up a notch. And again, he is seeing the ball. I mean, I don't know if you saw the quotes from Aaron Rodgers last week. Aaron Rodgers talked about Dak Prescott, you know, and the way he's calling things at the line and the things that Mike McCarthy is doing with him, you know, that reminds him of, you know, when they were in Green Bay together. I mean, just watch the game, watch the play call, watch how he's maneuvering. The blocking schemes and everything else. I mean, Dak Prescott is playing a high-level quarterback position right now.
What's happened to the defense? That was the strong support of the Cowboys. Even people were talking about Micah Parsons winning an MVP if they continue the way that they were manhandling teams. What's happened to the defense of late?
Well, I mean, certainly they did not have a great game last night, but that Seattle receiving core is pretty good. And certainly DK Metcalf, you know, it's funny because I was talking to another young reporter out of Seattle. I'm like, what's wrong with DK Metcalf? DK Metcalf should be having a game that A.J. Brown is having. He's that type of athlete, that type of talent. And you don't see that week in and week out. I don't know what's going on with that Seattle team and DK Metcalf. He does not put up the numbers that A.J. Brown, and he has that type of ability, certainly showed that Thursday night against the Cowboys. But if you look at Michael Parsons, I mean, at the end of the game, Michael Parsons showed up. At the end of the game, Michael Parsons was, you know, the difference, you know, in them winning and losing. So they had a bad game. I don't think it's indicative of them not being up to snuff. Certainly, they had one of the best pass rush league. Geno Smith was getting the ball out quickly, and that receiver core was playing well.
Before you go, Clarence, we got a minute for your answer. Let's cut to the chase. What are your thoughts on this Cowboys team winning a Super Bowl? Are they good enough, and how do you kind of see this thing playing out?
Well, I mean, obviously, no matter what the Cowboys do, you know, in the regular season, it's going to be judged on what they do in the playoffs. It's a Cowboys team that's not, you know, been to the NFC Championship game since 1995. I mean, and that's what it's all about for Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott, and the Cowboys. The thing I would say is there's no question that the Cowboys, Eagles, and Saints Cowboys, Eagles, and 49ers are the cream of the crop, and certainly and that's no slight to Detroit.
You're leaving the Lions out. Wait a minute. What's happening here?
I mean, there's no slight to them, but I think that there's no question that those three teams are the most talented team and the best teams in the NFC. And, yeah, I think the Cowboys can't beat any of them, but they have to prove it. They have to do it. They haven't done it in the playoffs. So that's the question. Will they do it when it matters most? That's the question about Dak. That's the question about this Cowboys team. Will they play this well in the games that matter in January?
All right. That's our man, Clarence Hill Jr. You can read him every day on the Fort Worth Star Telegram. Great stuff,
Talk
man.
Talk about
Thank
a Cowboys
you.
Authority. Right. That's Thank a Cowboys guys, authority.
All right, brother. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Today, Rob G, there's a situation going on with Georgia's quarterback Carson Beck, of course, Georgia, the number one team in the land, play Alabama tomorrow for the SEC title. And certainly, I guess the winner will certainly take a trip, I think, to the national championship playoff. At least Georgia will if they win because they're undefeated. But tell us the situation going on.
Yeah, well, there's less about what's going on and more about what's not going on. Because if you don't know, Carson Beck, according to Mel Kiper, he's the number five draft-eligible quarterback in this upcoming NFL draft, ahead of even guys like Bo Nix, who is currently playing right now in the Pac-12 title game. Taken outside of Mel Kiper, because, you know, he's just one man, he is a consensus, you know, day two type draft pick, second, third round.
Who was that
prospect.
GM who challenged Mel Kiper? Who are you? You remember that?
I mean, there's been a few of them, Rob. I mean,
yeah. I remember there was a famous one that just had an exchange.
Yeah.
He's just a guy that 40 years ago started a newsletter about scouting. And here he is.
Right. So,
but hey, good for Mel.
So, again, you would expect a guy rated that high would probably at least test the water for the NFL draft. However, according to DogNation.com and several other outlets, Beck most likely is not going to declare for the NFL draft because Georgia is reportedly putting together a what they're calling financial incentive package valued at over $1 million to ensure that he returns as their starting quarterback next season.
What are your thoughts on that, Rob?
I'm not staying in college if I'm going to be a, you know, decent draft pick in the NFL. I'm just not. Too many bad things can happen, Chris. Injury, the longer you stay, the more flaws they find in you, you know, and all that. And
that's typically how it works.
Right. Once you're, like, draftable, is that the right word? You know what I mean? Once you're in that situation,
you're getting drafted.
It's not like a crapshoot and you don't know or whatever. Right. No, they wouldn't be offering you $1 million if they thought you weren't going to get drafted, right? So I would move to the next level and become a pro, because that's really, if that's your goal, staying in college and okay, you take the $1 million, I get hurt in game three and I'm never the same. You regret that the rest of your life.
Well, that's true and that's fair. I think there's a couple ways to look at it. And I'm not going to act like I know everything about Carson Beck and his game, okay? What I will say is this, Rob. This is his fourth year there. He's a redshirt junior, okay? Fourth year in the program. First year as a full-time starter, or really as a starter, okay? Hasn't lit the world on fire. He's accurate, but 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. So on the one hand, I would say, look, a guy like this, he's older than, you know, most of the guys he's playing with. And he should, if he's going to get drafted now, then to your point, Rob, go ahead and do it, because next year they're just going to pick your game apart even more.
Yep.
And you haven't started but 1 year. So you're not like a blue chipper, like a Caleb Williams or some of these other guys. So go ahead and make sure you get a chance in the NFL. That's one way to look at it. On the other hand, Rob, because he's only started 1 year, can he get better? I mean, does he come out next year and really light things up and improve his draft status where maybe he's a late first-round pick or something? I'm just throwing this out because I haven't seen enough of him to really know how good
you know what Chris. I mean? Yeah, I understand. But Beck has been viewed by some scouts, Chris, as the most talented quarterback Georgia quarterback since Matthew Stafford, who was the first overall pick.
Right.
So if they're talking about you,
well, haven't had a ton of great ones since then.
No, but I mean, if they're talking about you at that level, you know what I mean? Like it says something about you. I just wouldn't play around with getting hurt in college or having a bad, you know, having to pick apart my game. If somebody's ready to make me a pro at a nice draft spot, Chris, I'm grabbing it.
It's hard to argue with that. Where you at, Rob G, on this? You may have seen more
Should
of
he
me.
Stay? Yeah, you watch college football more than Chris and I.
I mean, he's physically talented, but like you said, Chris, I mean, maybe because it's Georgia and their style of play doesn't lend itself to the same kind of explosive offense that you might get like we're seeing tonight in the Pac-12 championship game. And
right,
you know, he's good. I'm not going to say he's not good. I don't know if I've seen enough to be like, oh, that's definitely a first-round caliber quarterback, though.
Either. You think there's a chance? I mean, maybe they're trying to keep him, obviously, and right. pay all this money. That maybe they'd open up the offense.
Sure, absolutely.
And let him shine. And that's usually, year, you know what I mean?
That's usually what happens when the guy's, you know, second, third year starting. That's when you really see the breakout season right. for the most part.
So it's interesting. All right, keep it locked. We got an hour left of the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.